All right, Eagles fans, it is once again time for Crunch Time, presented by Lay's Kettle Cooked. I'm Alex Smith, joined by Bo Allen, defensive tackle slash fullback slash hashtag athlete.
Yeah, athlete, baby.
Where does that athleticism come from?
Honestly, it's a mystery. No, I think probably my mom and dad, my mom's side of the family, I'd say. I don't know. I don't want to talk. I don't want to say that, though, because then my dad will get bummed. It's just I just have very athletic genes, I guess.
We saw you at fullback in that first game. Any other secrets up your sleeve?
Wow, I can barely even hear your questions from how crunchy these chips are. What are you saying?
Any other secrets up your sleeve after we saw you at fullback?
I got a lot of secrets. I think, you know, as a defensive player, you can always tell when an offense has a weapon. When they have an offensive weapon, they kind of move them all over the field, like put them in the slot, throw fades to them in the end zone, things like that. So I guess those are just things that we can expect from me moving forward.
I would say that your hair is your most striking feature. How do you keep it maintained?
I got a pretty nice brow, too. But really, I don't really do anything for it. I never wash it. I just brush it like 100 strokes every night before I go to bed. But I haven't washed my hair in months. So this natural grease, the nice tight sheen that you see, that's just what keeps it sleek.
That natural grease is good, though. You know, it's the best thing for your hair.
That's what I read in Cosmo.
If you had to trade hair styles or trade hair in general with one player or coach on this team, who would it be?
Player or coach.
I throw that in there because
I see you got me thinking, but I can't really think of any of our coaches that have.
I would switch hair with Jim Schwartz. It's very defined. It's
pretty immaculately styled. Yeah, no, he does keep it tight. I don't know who I'd want. I think Isaac has a really nice. He's got a tight little fro that he keeps.
It looks like he's still wearing a helmet when he takes his helmet off.
That's protection. A good look. I like that a lot.
You think you could pull that off?
Absolutely. I'm versatile, like we talked about.
Absolutely. How long did it take you to learn how to spell your name?
Are you, like, taking a jab at my intelligence here?
No, not at all.
I mean, I still mess it up sometimes. It's B-E-A-U. It's not B-O, for the record. It took me a while, but an incredible foresight on behalf of my parents because they didn't want me to spell my name B.O. because they thought kids would make fun of me for having body odor.
Sure.
So major bullet dodge there. But, yeah, it took a long time.
What's the best nickname you've ever had?
Well, there's this new one that Coach Peterson's been pushing lately, Honey Bobo.
I've seen that floating around on Twitter.
Yeah, well, Kels and Connor borrowing kind of, they're trying to get that one going. And, I mean, that's kind of the best and the worst nickname all rolled into one. So, like, sometimes it's great and sometimes it's bad. You know, it just depends on the mood. Sometimes I hear it and I'll be like, ooh, that's nice. Sometimes not so much.
Next question. Cheesecake, carrot cake, ice cream cake. You can only keep one. Which one are you keeping?
Dairy Queen ice cream cake, 100%. Yeah, I'm from Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Dairy Queen is a Minnesotan company. And DQ ice cream cake, you know, they got the layers, they got the chocolate, and then they got, like, the caramel fudge in the middle, and then it's, like, the vanilla on top. Perfect.
The little crunchies in there.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Save that part for last.
Not counting the Unzipped, which is the band that you were in
right.
growing up. Who's the greatest rock band of all time?
Oh, man, that is a tough question. I don't know. It depends on kind of like what era you're like. I feel like the hair bands, it might be a different, like there's a greatest hair band of all time, whereas there's a greatest, like I love Led Zeppelin. I feel like I kind of got to go with that. But then like I love Van Halen too. I don't know. We'll see. It kind of depends. But I'll say Led Zeppelin.
Good answer.
Hit after hit. You know?
My final question for you, and this goes back to our sponsor with our kettle cooked chips. If you were a potato, how would you want to be cooked? What would you want to be cooked?
Oh, man.
French fries, mashed potatoes, baked potato?
I feel like I need more time to, like, properly dissect this question because there's so many layers to it.
I should have prepped you for
this. Yeah, no, like, I feel like I could write a dissertation on this. I got to go with my gut and just go, like, loaded baked potato, you know?
Sour cream,
bacon bits, chives. But then, like, I'm a huge French fry guy.
Of course.
I'm very internally conflicted on this.
We'll come back to it maybe at a later date.
Yeah, no, this is one of the – I'll probably be up all night thinking about it.
Bo Allen, thank you very much for joining us here on Crunch Time.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you guys for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.